The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
As I write this, Donald Trump is set to take office in less than a week. That's one job I definitely wouldn't want. Never in the history of our nation have we seen so much disaster on so many levels and in every sector of society. I can't think of any incoming president in history that's ever faced what Trump is facing going into this. Let's remember the people who are still suffering after Hurricane Helene devastated the Appalachian region in September. It's not in the news anymore, and neither are the people who are suffering there every day, but it's still a major crisis. Reports of the federal government's ineptness have continued to come out. About 2,000 North Carolina families were just forced out of hotel rooms provided by FEMA because their time was up, and FEMA would no longer be providing shelter for these families. This, despite the fact that a snowstorm was in progress and temperatures dipped to below 20 degrees. This past Saturday, they also closed their disaster recovery centers in the area until Monday due to winter weather. What are these families supposed to do? The new year arrived with a bang, literally. On New Year's Eve, four of the most iconic buildings in the country were all directly struck by lightning. In our political capital, the Washington Monument and the U.S. Capitol were hit. In our financial capital, the Empire State Building and One World Trade Center were hit. In the early morning hours of January 1st, a 42-year-old Muslim man who had rented a truck in Texas and drove to New Orleans plowed that truck into a crowd, killing at least 15 people and injuring 30 more. While he was a Muslim and had an ISIS flag in the vehicle with him, mainstream media has been hesitant to call this a terrorist attack, but have repeatedly emphasized that he was a U.S. Army veteran. He was shot and killed by police after he got out of the truck and opened fire on them. In an apparently unconnected incident, a 37-year-old active-duty Green Beret drove his rented Tesla Cybertruck up to the valet parking area at Trump Tower in Las Vegas, shot himself in the head, and then detonated explosives. Interestingly, he had rented his Cybertruck from the same company the Muslim man rented his truck from in the New Orleans attack, but from a Colorado rental facility. In yet another violent New Year's Day attack, four men opened fire on a group of 16 to 20-year-olds outside a nightclub in Queens, New York. 10 people were hospitalized. 30 shots were fired. We've been assured this was not an act of terrorism. No arrests have yet been made. And at the start of the year, the Biden administration sent another $2.5 billion to Ukraine, calling it security assistance. On January 9, he sent another $500 million. This gift was called an aid package. He still has another $3.85 billion in funding to send to Ukraine before he officially leaves office. Thousands of UFO sightings began in earnest near the end of last year. We first heard about them over the New Jersey area, but they've since been seen in every state, especially over vital military installations. The media has told us these are drones, but those who've seen them have said they don't act like any drones we know about. Some do conform to the FAA requirements for aircraft lighting, but many do not. They often move in a specific formation and have the ability to defy known technology, moving at incredible speeds and taking dramatic turns. Some have been said to be the size of a bus or train car. According to the government, they don't know what these things are, but we've been told not to worry. They've interfered with airport traffic, have been seen and photographed by airline and military pilots, as well as the general public. But recently, multiple news outlets have started to hint at the idea of these being extraterrestrial in origin. And just in the past week, researchers and experts have stated that a big announcement is imminent, telling us that these UFOs are indeed non-human alien spaceships. MSN reported, since a revealing report in 2017 exposed the U.S. government's covert UFO research program, discussions about alien visitors have gradually moved from being fringe conspiracy theories to mainstream conversation. Recent developments have only added fuel to the fire. Military experts have testified before Congress that the Pentagon conducted a multi-decade project aimed at retrieving and analyzing extraterrestrial debris. And it's not just in the United States. These UFO sightings have been increasing all around the globe. Nick Pope, former manager of the UK's Ministry of Defense, has warned that releasing the truth of what government leaders around the world know about this phenomenon could cause widespread panic because, quote, it may contain a truth too terrible to be told. That truth, he said, may be that the sightings are indeed alien craft or perhaps demons. Scientists at CERN's Large Hadron Collider have been said to be working to open portals in time and space since 2010 at the facility in France and Switzerland. The oval-shaped CERN tunnel is 574 feet underground and measures 17 miles in circumference. It should be noted that the CERN scientists held a so-called mock human sacrifice ceremony in celebration when that facility first opened. Have they achieved their goal of opening portals to the demonic spiritual realm? Are they deliberately summoning demons and opening doors for them? I don't know, but we've certainly seen an exponential increase in demonic activity since then. Meanwhile, California continues to burn. It should be noted that just a few months prior to the fires, insurance company State Farm canceled 72,000 homeowners policies in that state. The company stated it was to avoid financial failure. What might they have known that those homeowners didn't? The fires began January 7th in the Palisades area. Officials still don't know the cause of the fires, but the state of California has been building a recipe for disaster for decades by not properly managing dead and dry forests and by not building reservoirs to contain rainwater for farming and fire mitigation. What's more, the mayor and city council of Los Angeles cut the LA Fire Department budget by nearly $18 million just last year. Some say the origin of the fires was a malfunctioning electrical smart meter. But a Mexican national in the country illegally was caught over the weekend with a blowtorch in a Los Angeles neighborhood near the Kenneth Fire in West Hills. He was stopped and detained by residents who called the police. He was then taken into custody, but one day later it was reported he will not be charged with arson or any other crime. Thousands of homes, businesses, and other buildings have burned, and more than 20 people have been killed in Los Angeles County so far. 200,000 have been evacuated. Winds of up to 100 miles per hour fueled the flames, and fire hydrants ran dry because the county refused to fill reservoirs. Author Victor Davis Hanson, a lifelong California resident, stated that California has become a society gone mad. He added, "It's a systems breakdown, a civilizational collapse. When you look at the people in charge, Gavin Newsom has systematically ensured that water out at the Sacramento River and the watershed of Northern California would go out to the sea rather than into the aqueduct, so Los Angeles did not have enough water." He bragged not very long ago that he blew up four dams on the Klamath River. They provided 80,000 homes with clean hydroelectric power. They offered recreation, flood control, irrigation. He blew them up. Hanson goes on, "California's fire management, whether we look at the Paradise Fire or the Aspen Fire, it destroyed 60 million trees. We have no timber industry in California. Newsom's dismantled it. We don't clean the forest. We don't let loggers come in and have a viable livelihood by harvesting trees. It's sort of considered natural to let these things burn or to at least create the conditions in which they will inevitably be burned." One of the problems that's been pointed out is the state of California itself, and specifically the city of Los Angeles, putting DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, ahead of qualifications for essential job positions. According to the LA Fire Department's website, the most important thing to know about the fire chief, Kristen Crowley, is that she is the first LGBTQP+ fire chief in LA. Crowley has stated that DEI is her number one priority as fire chief. Two other lesbians are also running the L.A. Fire Department, Christina Kepner, Assistant Chief, and Christine Larson, the Equity Bureau Chief. Meanwhile, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass left for a trip to Ghana on January 4, despite meteorologists warning that a recipe for fire was on track to strike the city. She returned on January 8, but refused to say a single word to reporters. Bass became the first woman and second black person to be elected mayor of Los Angeles in 2022. Bass is also an avowed Marxist who praised Cuban dictator Fidel Castro multiple times. As I write this, the Palisades fire alone has consumed more than 21,000 acres, and at least six fires are still burning across Los Angeles County, averaging 8% contained. But in all this, actor Dennis Quaid offered a ray of hope in an interview he gave while he was evacuating from his California home. He said he believes a great spiritual awakening will come upon Californians once this is over, and he clarified that California is in the midst of spiritual warfare. And he also urged people to have faith in God and to pray. And if all this isn't enough, media, health, and government officials are continuing their scare tactics, using bird flu as the latest tool in their kit to control human behavior and cause fear among the populace. So far, there have been about 60 cases in humans, although millions of chickens, turkeys, and other birds have been destroyed in 10 states. The state of California leads the bird flu epidemic with nearly 40 cases. So far, health officials have said transmission from human to human would likely be very rare, yet hospitals in 8 states have already restarted their mask mandates. Symptoms of bird flu are similar to those of the regular flu and include fever, headache, sore throat, and pink eye. Most recover within a week or so with bed rest. So far, one person in Louisiana has died after being hospitalized for bird flu. This was an older person who also had chronic underlying illnesses, as reported by USA Today. It was also reported January 8th that the co-founder and CEO of BioNTech has refused to take his own COVID vaccine, stating, "We need to ensure functionality of our whole company." In other words, he didn't want to contract the same deadly side effects of those who do take his jabs. And more people are now being encouraged to continue getting COVID booster jabs, even as the masks are starting to return. No, I certainly wouldn't want Trump's job. Of course, if I were king, I could clean this whole mess up fast and take care of a lot more while I'm at it. But that's not how it works. There is no king except King Jesus. Don't forget that, because we're in for a lot more trouble and a lot more lies and deception in the days ahead. Our King Jesus will remain on the throne in charge until he returns to truly and finally set all these things right. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 452.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.